Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hello, I am live from Nashville from my apartment on the 28th floor. And it's so wild because earlier today it was 90 degrees. I was laying out by the pool. It's bright and sunny. Now I am literally watching a thunderstorm, which is so rad from this high up. Just watching thunder and lightning, which, you know, if you live in California, you know that doesn't really happen too much. So anyways, I was thinking about this whole week about toxic positivity. And what I mean by toxic positivity is basically what my grandma did to me like 2 days after my dad died. And basically it was suck it up and move forward. And I was like, whoa, yeah, that's definitely not healthy. And then I was kind of looking at it in the whole, you know, spiritual self-help kind of world. And it's like, be positive all the time, which I do agree. Like, it's a lot nicer to be around positive people all the time than it is negative people. But you've all met the really inauthentic positive person. You're like, just fucking freak out and be normal, you know? Like, you've all met them where they're fake as fuck. You're like, this happiness isn't actually real. Like, go explode somewhere. That's like an aggressive way of looking at it. But I just remember that going through that with my grandma and then having to go to work and being like, I am going to literally stab my eyeball out with a weaving comb. Like, doing someone's highlights was like, I do not give a fuck right now, right? So with that being said, let's talk about toxic positivity. Because living from an inauthentic place is toxic, period. And putting up the disclaimer like good vibes only isn't honoring someone else either, or yourself, by saying that. It's basically like saying all the quote unquote bad emotions you have and invalidating them. But really what needs to happen is you need to be feel seen and heard, right? And when you start like just trying to squash and bury all the negative emotions, they're going to erupt in areas that are so not appropriate and in such unhealthy ways. So you have to look and experience your emotions. You have to. And you have to do it in a healthy way, obviously, because you don't want to, you know, unleash your unhealthy emotions onto someone else. That's kind of why the whole world is really broken anyways. It's hurt people hurting other people because they haven't ever like expressed their feelings ever. And so that it unleashes in road rage or something like that, you know? So obviously, ultimately, through the whole journey of the spiritual journey and meditating and everything, is that we want to come to a place of being neutral where we are the essence of love and positivity. But it takes some working through, just like if you were working out, to get to the place that you can do that in an authentic manner instead of just willing it to happen and you like literally erupt somewhere else. Or you have like one drink and you like will beat the shit out of someone. That's an extreme example, but what's shocking is it's not really that extreme because you all know someone that's happened with. And especially through the grieving process, because you want to be able to grieve in a healthy way and move on with your life. But you have to also honor those emotions and feelings that come up, because they'll come up at random times. So here is my little checklist that has helped me process my stuff. And obviously I'm still refining this, but what I did is I printed out, and you can find them online, but it's a whole list of emotions. So it lists, I think they've accounted for 86 emotions, but really we only recognize three: happiness, sadness, and anger, which is so sad, right? So anyways, why this is important is to print out a sheet of all the emotions and read through it before you have an upset, is because it'll make it easier for you to label it. Because instead of it just feeling like this tornado that struck you and you're like, I don't know, I just don't feel like myself, you can have an idea of like what it feel into the feeling, right? So you can label it. Because once you label it, you give it a name, you can honor it, and then you can let it fucking pass through your life. So say, for example, I was feeling super triggered, because I mean, this is like so 2022, right? I was feeling triggered. Okay, well, so you felt a little upset and weird. Okay, well, what was it that made you upset and weird, and what was the feeling? So say you were triggered and the emotion when you read through the sheet was envy. Okay, let's honor that envy. Let's look at it, where it's coming from. And then by giving it a label, it kind of gives you a little bit of a break between it, that feeling, and you. So it's not this overwhelming feeling, because you're like, okay, well, I'm feeling envy. So it gives you like a step back from yourself. Now you can literally be an observer of, where is this feeling coming from? Is it coming from your sister that got a promotion and that's why you feel envious? Okay, well, let's look at why you feel envious of your sister. Or let's look at the positive things that are going on in your life right now and start honoring you. Like, so by taking that step back and you can observe your feelings, it gives your brain that disconnect from it. So you can kind of see the reality you've created around this thought or this feeling, and you're now proactive versus being reactive to your feelings and going, okay, I feel envy towards my sister. That's not a great feeling to have towards my sister that I love. Instead, I should be celebrating her, and I should be celebrating my own wins in life. Like, I have all these amazing things going for me. And the more frequently you're able to do this, the easier and faster it will become. Because right now, while I'm saying it, you're probably like, that's a lot of work, I'm not going to do it. Well, sweetheart, you being upset and inauthentically nice all the time, where it's ingenuine, no one wants to be friends with that. So, like, you got to put some fucking time into this, because this is going to heal you. And, like, with anything, it requires effort. Being a human being requires effort. I'm sorry. So, by being able to look at it, at your feelings and emotions, you can start going, okay, well, I'm feeling anger over here. I'm feeling sadness. I'm feeling rage. And instead of like trying to stomp them out, just like giving it its time and its space and going, you know, I'm angry, but like, why are you angry? Well, my boyfriend showed up late. Okay. So why don't you just have a nice, peaceful conversation saying, hey, it really upsets me that you did this, you know, and you can speak your truth in that way calmly and just say, hey, will you not do that? Be able to do that to me. Also, if you are in the working industry, like I was in the service industry doing hair, I've had moments where I'm like, hey, I'm having kind of like a weird off day. I just want to let you know, like, it's nothing to do with you. I just am feeling a lot of weird stuff. Like, I just want to let you know ahead of time that like, it's nothing to do with you. Just like being able to tell someone like, hey, I'm having kind of a funky off day, because we've all had funky off days, and being transparent and honest about it, not only will it increase your sales, because true vulnerability and authenticity is what society needs and is hungry for. So from a sales perspective, everyone has bad days. So by you saying, hey, I'm having a kind of an off day, I just want to let you know if I seem a little off, like that's why. People will honor and respect that so much more than you placating and plastering a toxic, positive smile on your face that is so inauthentic and ingenuine, versus just being like, I wish the girl would just like acknowledge that, like what it will come across as is fake and insincere, which no one wants to deal with someone that's fake and insincere. Ultimately, the goal is to have complete neutrality, like I said. And the more you're able to label your emotions and go through this little practice, the more you'll realize that you are not your emotions. You are the creator of them. Same as you are not your thoughts, you are the thinker. So when you start taking control of, like, what am I thinking about that is causing this? And what's crazy is a lot of the time, what you are thinking has nothing to do with what you're feeling. Or what you're feeling, you're like, whoa, why would I think that? I don't feel that way at all. So sometimes emotions are a little, they're not always the most honest in the sense of, like, in the example of the sister, like, that you're envious of her job, but you love her. So why would you be envious of her? You want to celebrate her. So when you, like, look back at it, you're like, whoa, what is going on? You're like, but it won't even be about that person. It'll be about something else in your life. So anyways, that's what really helped me through the grieving process with my dad, was just being able to honor my emotions, give them the space so that I could actually heal, instead of just charging through and numbing it out and not really having a good sense of reality. And through that, I was able to be really authentic with who I am and what I'm going through. And I feel so much freedom in that, that I'm no longer codependent to what people think about me or my emotions, and knowing that my emotions, they come and they go. And that's the other part, like, motion is in the word emotion, which means emotions need to flow. So you can't compartmentalize them, unfortunately. But what you can do is honor them, label them, see them, feel them, and then they will move on. So I hope you guys get some insight from that and this is helpful for you. It's been tremendously helpful for me and my grieving process and just in my day-to-day, just anytime there's been an upset in my life, being able to not let it turn into, you know, a full day event, and instead it turns into a 5-minute event or an hour, you know? Your emotions don't have to dictate your whole life. You can take the power back from them by honoring them. Isn't that wild? Just by seeing them, feeling them fully, and releasing them, you actually gain more freedom. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm going to sit here and watch more of the thunderstorm because it is so beautiful. This is your affirmation I will send you off with. So take a deep belly breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. I have the power to create reality. I can create whatever I commit to. I use my mind and body as tools instead of being controlled by them. I realize I have everything I need within me because I am the universe experiencing itself through one specific perspective. I have the power to shape that perspective to manifest whatever I want. Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Conway Is Rad and at Grieving With Gratitude Podcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you are so fucking loved and divinely perfect. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world.